What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they had just moved into a larger, older home when the doorbell rang over and over again and no one was there. Looking back, was something already there waiting for them?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, you could share it with us. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. And Kathy Gordon, how is your life today?
Well, it's good. It's really nice. I went for a long walk on a trail today and, you know, Madden, my dog, is getting up there. Well, he's about maybe 12. And so he gets a little slow and I had to carry him part of the way back. But we had a good time. Lots of birds. We're looking for birds today.
Sounds like a really good day.
It was good.
I have an interesting thing to talk about. Okay. I did an interview the other day with this guy from Hollywood, California. And okay. He does this, it's more of a true crime tour. But obviously, since it's historical, true crimes are part of these true crimes that they talk about, you know, there's also some reported paranormal activity too.
Okay.
So he and I got in a really good discussion about, number one, when does true crime become historical true crime? And when you retell a story over and over and over and people, you know, go to see that site and hear that story and all of that energy and all of the people thinking about it and wondering, like, what happened to the Black Dahlia? Can you create a paranormal story? Or can you create it in that, you know, this is where the Black Dahlia died, this is where they found her, and we've made these other stops along the way. Do you feel a different kind of energy, you know, and does the energy kind of present to you as paranormal? You know what I'm trying to say?
Like, I do.
Because if the story's been told so many times and it's a historical true crime, you know, where Marilyn Monroe died. I don't think they do that one. But like, I know the one, Spahn Ranch, where the Manson family lived, and Cielo Drive, where Sharon Tate lived. He was saying there's all kinds of activity along Cielo Drive.
Mm.
Now, is that because in Spahn Ranch, where the Manson family lived, is that because these stories have been told so many times about this property and that it gets people, like it creates an energy there? I don't know.
Okay. Well, give me an example of a paranormal thing that is happening along that area. Did he tell you anything?
Yeah, it was more Cielo Drive and people reporting. And it wasn't like, it was more like just feelings because they don't go into the location. But apparently the people who live around that neighborhood think that they have seen activity and experienced activity. And they kind of attribute it to Sharon Tate. And it's interesting because I think it's the LaBiancas, they were also murdered. But not really any activity there. And I'm like, is it because Sharon Tate was a famous actress at the time and she was beautiful and she was pregnant? And does the story then lend itself to becoming a paranormal story because you kind of expect it?
Or is there truly anything paranormal or people just reading into it because she was a celebrity?
Exactly.
And I think personally, there's a lot of that, right? If I go to the, like the axe murder house or whatever, right? And I go in there, I probably am going to feel creepy just because I know the story.
Oh, 100%.
Number one.
Yeah.
Now, can something else happen that's paranormal? Yes. But I think you can get the creepy vibe just because you know what happened and the history of it is very disturbing and it just puts you on edge.
Well, in one location we talked about, there was a couple that I wanted to bring up, but one was the Cecil Hotel. And there's a documentary on Netflix that's like 6-7 years ago. And it's very creepy about the girl who was in the Cecil Hotel and did this weird thing in getting off the elevator, on the elevator, and then she ends up dead and nobody can figure out how she even got there. And he said, notoriously haunted location, the Cecil Hotel. Mm-hmm. And lots of people talk about that being haunted. Then when you add in a story like hers, then it becomes like a well-known event. Is she haunting it? I don't know, but it's almost like, did something dark happen there that, you know, like a demonic sort of thing? I don't know. And so that is one place that's really haunted. But another place we discussed was the Roosevelt Hotel.
Okay.
And you and I actually stayed there. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe Kate, your daughter, stayed with us too. She was living
it
in
sort
LA.
Seems like Lynn was with us, your friend Lynn, maybe.
Yeah, Lynn was there, and it definitely had a haunted vibe to it.
It did. It had a feel. Now, I don't recall anything happening to me there.
But definitely, like, could just feel it there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's just one of those things when you tell the tale of Montgomery Clift, and he supposedly is still haunting the place. Marilyn Monroe, there's a mirror that supposedly people have seen her in this mirror. Is she haunting the place? Or do you kind of romanticize it too? It's Hollywood. And
I think that both.
Yeah.
I think both things can be true here. There could be, you know, that somebody had some activity, but then other people have kind of fed into it. And you know, it gets blown out of proportion. It gets bigger and bigger the more the stories are retold, of course. Could we just in our collective consciousness together, you know,
kind of create a haunting?
Create it, raise it, so it's doing it for us?
Because it's like, once the story is told over and over and over, you know, at what point does it become historical true crime? you know, how old does the story have to be? Menendez brothers old, or, you know, going all the way back to the Manson family, or all the way back to the Black Dahlia. So it's just interesting that I think it kind of is, I think, how folklore happens in the, like the haunted bridges and things like that. Those stories that every place has a story like that. The haunted hotel, and there's the woman in white that everybody sees. You know, sometimes I think some of that kind of creates itself.
Yeah. I know when we were in Chicago and we did that Devil in the White City tour, and it ended at this empty lot that they said was where the building had been that he had killed all these people in. And there was nothing there, but I felt creepy, but I didn't have a paranormal experience, but it did feel creepy. And I think it's just because you knew what happened.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a really interesting conversation I had with this guy, and his place is Graveline Tours. And he said, hey, if you ever want to come to LA, I will be happy to drive you around and show you everything. I'm like, okay, I'll take you up on that.
Yes, awesome, you bet.
So it was just interesting. I just couldn't quit thinking about that. Like, when does a true crime become historical true crime, which kind of turns into a folklore-y paranormal story? Does the now, I do believe that sometimes paranormal, it trumps everything because it's very apparent. But I think other times, maybe not so much paranormal activity, but you know what happened on that ground. Like the Valentine's Day, St. Valentine's Day Massacre. You don't see anything there. It's an empty green space now. They're not allowed to ever build anything on it in Chicago. But you feel something when you're there.
If, you know, like you got into an old building.
Exactly.
And you could walk around it, then maybe. But I think a lot of times it's just that we are sympathetic
absolutely
to what happened.
So anyway, just an interesting thought, and I wanted your take on it. So here's our first story, and it says, when I was 13, my parents bought a big old house made possible by my dad's World War II veterans mortgage. That was nice when they used to do things like that to help the veterans. We had moved around a lot up until then. I was so happy to have what felt like a forever home. Of course, nothing is really forever, and within 5 years, I was out of school and had already moved away. But at that time, it felt permanent. It was a beautiful house built around 1910. There was so much to explore. It had three stories, if you included the large attic. The basement had a coal room, a gardener's room. It was built back when. And a coal room for storing apples from the trees in the backyard. There was even a servant's staircase that connected the main stairs halfway up, along with a tall stained glass window that stretched to the second floor. There were little details everywhere, like the laundry chute that dropped straight down to the basement, four fireplaces throughout the house. My brothers and I each had our own room for the first time, and we loved it. The day we moved in was a school day, so when we came home that afternoon, my mother had only unpacked one room. It was softly lit by an antique chandelier, and we all sat there together with no TV or radio, just talking in the silence while the rest of the house felt strangely empty. And then the doorbell rang. My dad went to answer it, assuming it was a neighbor coming to welcome us, but when he opened the door, no one was there. We laughed it off, thinking it was kids playing a prank, but then it happened again, and then again, and each time there was no one there. We were sitting close enough to the door that no one could have run away without being seen. Not long after that, the chandelier began to flicker, turning on and off for several minutes. That was the first moment it felt less like coincidence and more like something else. Soon the neighbors began telling us stories about a ghost, a woman in green who stood on the stair landing and looked out the window. At first, it sounded like local folklore, but then something happened that made it harder to dismiss. A friend of my mother's came to visit with her 9-year-old daughter. Neither of them had heard anything about the house. And while they were outside, my mother asked the girl to go in and get a sweater. The girl refused, and when she asked why, she said she didn't like the woman inside the house. Problem was, there was no woman inside the house. The girl insisted she had seen her clearly standing on the landing in a green dress and described her as feeling strange. That lined up exactly with what the neighbors had said. Around that time, I had a dream where I was lying in my bed waiting for someone. The room looked like mine, but everything was different. Velvet curtains, darker tones, and walls painted a deep green. It felt heavier, almost oppressive. A few months later, my mother and I decided to redecorate my room, and as we stripped away layers of wallpaper, we discovered that same deep green paint underneath, the exact color I'd seen in the dream. My friend, you will appreciate this, my friend Linda and I were obsessed with Dark Shadows. You used to love that show so much. A show full of ghosts and vampires. We watched it all the time. It fed our curiosity about the paranormal. Eventually, we decided to hold a seance in the attic. Looking back, exactly, very brave. Looking back, we didn't think about anything being dangerous. We wanted answers, especially about the woman in green. There were three of us that night. We sat on the attic floor with a single candle, the only light after we turned off the overhead bulb. The air felt still, and I remember the faint smell of the match and the melted wax as the darkness settled around us. After a few moments, I spoke. I invited any spirit in the house to join us and asked if anyone was there. The atmosphere felt charged, like something had shifted, even if we couldn't see it. When I asked if the spirit was a lady in green, the candle began to flicker. At first, it seemed subtle, something we could explain away, but then the flame started to stretch upward, growing taller and thinner in a way that didn't look natural, kept rising, forming a long, narrow column until I was genuinely afraid it might reach the rafters. Then suddenly, there was a loud rush of air, like something blowing directly at the flame, and it went out instantly. Oh my God, that would scare the shit out of me. We were thrown into complete darkness. Linda jumped up, trying to turn the light back on, but the switch wouldn't work. Panic set in quickly. We all scrambled towards the stairs, rushing down in the dark as fast as we could. Somehow, we made it without falling. I reached the bottom and flipped the hallway light on. It worked immediately. The light felt warm and safe, like we had crossed back into something normal again. But we didn't stop there. Oh my God, these people are crazy. Linda and I decided to try a Ouija board. At first, it seemed almost exciting. The planchette moved quickly, racing across the board in a way that felt out of our control, but we didn't get any clear answers. Later, when I tried it alone, something felt different. At one point, my hands lifted off the planchette, and for a moment, they didn't feel like mine. Not long after that, I experienced what I now believe was sleep paralysis. I couldn't move, but I felt completely awake. There was a presence pressing down on me, heavy and overwhelming, like something was trying to take control. I fought to stay awake, convinced that if I gave in, something worse would happen. When I woke the next morning, my bedroom light was on, the door was open, both things I always made sure were off and closed before going to sleep. This happened three nights in a row. The fourth night, I was determined to fight it. When it happened again, I forced myself to say the Lord's Prayer. Every word felt difficult, like pushing through resistance. But eventually, I was able to move and sit up. When I looked in the mirror beside my bed, I had the unsettled feeling that the face looking back at me wasn't entirely my own. In a panic, I grabbed my reading lamp and threw it, certain I had shattered the glass. But the next morning, the mirror was completely intact. That's what I still can't explain. Some parts felt internal, almost like a dream, but others, like the light being on and the door being open, were undeniably real. That same day, I threw the Ouija board away. I never experienced anything like that again. I never actually saw the woman in green, but I'm glad for that. There were times, especially when I was upstairs alone, that I felt something close in behind me, close enough that I thought it might step on my heels. I would run down the stairs toward the noise and comfort of the rest of the house. Even now, I still think about it from time to time. I enjoy a good ghost story, but I find myself more drawn to the light than the shadows these days. Still, there's something about a mystery that never quite leaves you. Thanks for the opportunity to share. I am not sure who sent that in. But we could refer to this person as Susie because they had Linda, and then we have cousins, Linda and Susie.
Okay.
And it seems like that's the right era for them.
And I'm going to say a girl just because the friend was Linda. But,
yeah.
You know, this is one of those ghost stories that if I had the little, like if you had a little pad that was like a paranormal list check off, we've checked a lot of the boxes. You know,
oh, 100%, yeah.
Right, where you have like some flickering light troubles, maybe something at the door happening. You have the neighbors telling you stories, right? This is a movie, actually, now that I get to thinking about it. You know, oh yeah, I remember seeing a lady at the top of the stairs. You know, I mean, you could just feel this. And then, then it's a visitor that comes to the house and sees the woman in green. And then, of course, the teenagers that want to see if they can, you know, solve this and figure out what's going on here. So they do the seance, they do the Ouija board and stuff. It's just like check, 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 check.
Although I will say this, at that time, it would be completely natural for the kids to do the seance and the Ouija board, because everyone was doing those things.
Everybody did it, and we did it. So now I look back at it and I'm horrified thinking how naive I was at the time to be messing with things. But, you know, I did it. The candle thing, super creepy, running down the stairs, feeling like something's right behind you. All of those things are just pretty classic haunted house things. I definitely think that Susie lived in a haunted house. I really do. 1910, servants' quarters, you know, got the servant stairs, the gardener's, you know, gardening room. You've got the cold storage room. Like, this is probably quite the house, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah, four fireplaces?
Yeah, it was probably something else.
But I think it would be weird if she described that house and it wasn't haunted. What do you think would be more like believable, that it was totally haunted, like she described, or not haunted at all? Like, it's got to be haunted.
Here's my next question, and I know we ask this a lot, but I do think it's important in this. What about the rest of the family?
Right.
We know that the mom and dad had a couple instances, because they were brought up that the dad went to the door, nothing happened. You know, mom was there when that happened, and mom was in on the get my sweater and so forth story. So I would be interested in the other siblings and the mom and dad, and just a general, how did everybody handle this house and what did they think about it? Now, if I'm guessing the time period, I'm guessing in the 70s because of Dark Shadows, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling the mom and dad would have maybe not been jumping on to tell everybody things that happened. But I think if you asked now, they might.
I'd be kind of surprised.
If you still have mom and dad.
Yeah, because the dad was in World War II.
Oh, yeah.
Because he got some kind of veterans benefits.
Yeah. But I would like to know if anything ever did come up later about it. Because sometimes, you know, families get together and you say, remember we lived in that house, and some things start to come out. I wonder if anybody else had things too. Because I would think they would. I think they all would.
Because I do think it would be weird to have your neighbors tell you that and then have someone come over to visit and the girl's like, I ain't going to the house to get a damn sweater. There's a woman
that lady
in
green is creepy.
I don't like her. Go get your own sweater. I am fine. Well, let's go. Thank you very much for that story. And let's go to our next story.
This is Jennifer from Indiana. And this is my first time calling in. My father, who passed away in November, there's a lot of interesting things that have happened around that. And because of your podcast, it's made me put those things in order in my mind and try to figure them out. So it started with his battle with cancer the last few years. he was so positive and optimistic about it. He was always so strong for the family. I am one of six, so I have a larger family, and I'm one of the younger ones. I'm 33, and it seemed like I had to be strong for them. And so when everyone else was negative about, oh, no, you know, something's going to happen to him, I was the one that was always trying to be the positive one because I knew that's what he wanted. Well, the call came in that they had put him back in the hospital. And so he chose to go to a hospital closer to his home, which surprised us because the one that was like an hour away was a better hospital. But he was having some complications with the chemo, the latest dose, and he had some other ailments and issues related to the radiation he had had a few years prior and the chemo. So we were all able to go up and visit him. And I went during the day. So I took my youngest, who is three, with me. The older two children were at school, so unfortunately they couldn't join my husband and I. But everybody was able to, you know, visit him more, and which was nice. And he seemed pretty optimistic and positive, but the last few days I could tell were really hard on his body. He had been in the hospital a few months before that for a week or so, and he was talking about how he saw his father, my grandfather, who had been gone for about 10 years, and he kept saying he was seeing him in his sleep, talking to him and telling him things would be okay. So what was strange was when I got home that night, I was glad that we were able to visit. I kind of felt bad my older two wasn't able to make it. The next morning around 4:35 o'clock, he passed away. I had gotten up at 5 and I got a phone call from my sister about a quarter after 5, and she told me, and the phone chain started because our family is so big to let everybody know. We went up to the hospital and was with his wife, my stepmother. And over the next few days, I had to make arrangements for him and try to be the stronger one. And I was with his wife. And the day before the viewing, all my siblings wanted to get together and go see him. Before everyone else saw him, just one final goodbye from all of us. And so I was standing there with the funeral director, and I'd spent quite a bit of time planning everything. So we were just chatting, and we were standing by my father's casket, and my siblings were gathered around talking about memories of my dad. And both lights next to my father's casket went off for a second and came back on. And I thought it was just maybe a timing issue. And I look over at the funeral director and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking of a lighting problem or something. And he looked very startled. Like he didn't know why it did that. And I thought, huh, that's strange. So we, and over the next few weeks, I just felt like there's so many things. He wasn't quite ready to go, you know, that I wanted to tell him. And his body was ready, but I think his mind, we were making plans for the future and what we wanted to do over the summer. And he, I just felt like he wasn't ready to go. Well, I just said out loud, you know, I was by myself and I was thinking about it. And I was like, gosh, I just wish I could see you just one more time. And I haven't. But I was downstairs the next morning after that little conversation with myself and in the kitchen before the kids went off to school making their lunches. And my daughter comes downstairs, and it's about 6 in the morning. And she comes downstairs, and she just looks different. Like, she just looks distraught. And I was like, hey, good morning. And she just looked at me, and she just looked really pale. And I said, are you feeling okay? And she said, I was just laying in bed. And I just saw Grandpa outside my bedroom door. He looked into my room, and then he was gone. And I was like, are you sure? Were you dreaming? I was kind of, you know, I didn't want to tell her that she didn't see it, but I wanted to be the logic. But I could tell that she had definitely, and she's seen things before. And she told me, you know, she said he looked in, and he looked at me, and I was sitting up in bed, and then he was gone. I thought, well, that's really strange, you know. And I thought, well, maybe that could happen. You know, my mother and my grandmother both have seen strange things and had dreams, and which that's another story. But so then she went to get in the shower, and I went to get my 8-year-old son up, and he comes downstairs, and it's about 6:30 now, and he's in the kitchen making his breakfast, and he's at the counter, and he turns around to the sink, and he lets out the scream. And I'm in two rooms away, but I hear the scream and I run in because I'm thinking something happened. And he said he was getting his food and he turns around and there's a guy standing right there at, you know, he comes up right above his belt. He said the guy was in blue jeans and wearing a t-shirt and he was too startled to look up, but the guy was gone within, you know, a few seconds. And he didn't know about my daughter's situation because she was in the shower. They didn't even see each other that morning because I wake them up at different times. And he was so startled that, you know, he was, you know, just so pale. And I just thought, well, you know, what's strange is that the layout of our house was built in 1903. It's an old farmhouse out in the country. Directly upstairs from the kitchen is my daughter's bedroom, like where her doorway would be. And it's just so strange. It's a roomy house. So for that situation to happen half an hour apart on two different levels, but the same area of the house, I don't know if it was him. But I wondered if, because the way he went before they could really say goodbye that last time. Those were the only two that in our family that couldn't say goodbye to him, if that was something where he was just coming back to say goodbye to them. Because it really made me wonder. I haven't seen him. I feel his presence, but I think that's just because I miss him so much. But we do have other situations in our family. My brother experiencing things involving my dad passing. But I just wanted to share my story. And thank you so much for your show. It really helps you step back and just think of the big picture of what happens to people and question things, which people should question life and where you go afterwards. And you've been such a big help. Thank you so much for your show. Bye-bye.
I think that's fascinating. And
oh, that one really tugged at my heartstrings.
Yeah.
That got to me.
Because it's, I totally appreciate, like, dad wasn't ready to go, but there was no choice. But don't you think, like, if when you pass and you don't get the opportunity to say goodbye, don't you want to kind of check in?
It felt like it, didn't it?
It felt like a check-in almost.
It did. It felt like he was there. And I think maybe the daughter, now I do realize the son saw him too, but somehow the daughters seem to be, maybe that she's sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
That she actually kind of had more of a, she wasn't quite as afraid and she was actually able just to look at him. And it was kind of on that, you know, I'm seeing you, but I'm not quite sure I'm believing this, but it's so strange that you just looked into my room and then he was gone. And I can see him definitely wanting to, you know, see the son. And maybe he just came to kind of do a goodbye, wanted to see him one more time, you know, and was able to make that happen. It really did remind me of our dad when he passed. I'm sure if I'm feeling that close to this story, I know a lot of our listeners are.
Yeah.
That a lot of us have had very similar things. And like our dad was that same way where he wasn't just wanting to come out and say, I'm not going to make it. Even when it became super obvious, it felt like he was still wanting to talk about baseball games and things that it'd be like, Dad, I want you to talk seriously to me, but he just didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like she said, her dad was like, let's make plans for this and that. And he must have known it wasn't good because, you know, he wanted to get to the hospital immediately. The first one, he didn't even want to take an hour to get to the second, the hospital where he would normally have done that. You know, like she said, he started saying things like he'd seen his father.
Yeah.
So those are things like he's kind of given you, telling you the information without saying it.
Oh, 100%.
You know.
Well, I'm just really sorry for everything she's went through. But at the same time, it definitely sounds like dad has been keeping, or at least had been keeping an eye on them for a while. You know what I mean?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I feels like he's been there and checked on him.
Absolutely. And I think that's so special. So if you have a story, a ghost story that you would like to share with us, we would love to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you could sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Monday morning. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.